being very serious. That sounds completely un-American to me, that there would be radio for a few people. And like, was that the case 100 years ago? Was that idea so strange?
Here it is.
Visitor's day, isn't it?
Here it is, lads.
You better turn to
me. Smell the gloves, me old booties.
Already?
Gather round. Where's David?
You're
David. David, get up here. We've all been waiting.
Wait a minute, a little fan.
What do you think?
Is this the test pressing?
No, this is it. That's the jacket cover that's going out across the country.
So the compromise.
Yes.
Is it going to say anything here?
It doesn't even say
nope,
anything.
No, it's not going to say anything.
So it's just going to be like this.
It's
all
going to be that simple, beautiful, classic.
It does look like, you know, black leather.
You can see yourself in both
shiny
sides.
I wouldn't
feel so bad.
It's like a black mirror.
So bad.
Yeah, it is.
Like, well, I think it looks like death.
David,
it looks like mourning.
Every movie in every cinema is about death. Death sells.
I think he's right. There's something
about this that's so black. It's like, how much more black could this be? And the answer is none. None
is that good?
More black.
This is Eli.
This is Esme.
This is Everett.
We're from Maryville.
This is Ethel. I'm from Maple.
You're listening to WGSC.
90.7 FM.
Catskill Hudson.
Creative
Community Radio.
On Sunday evening at 6 o'clock right here on WGFC. You can tune in to listen to the program Mama and Humane. The Inhuman City. On this program you will hear music, found sounds, intentional noise, words, field recordings. All together, all at once. Tune in to Mama and Humane. Live radio from Hudson, New York. On WGXC 90.7 FM.
You like music?
This is Andy, host of Crawl Out from the Fallout with Raven Sings the Blues right here on WGXC. The show is a monthly roundup of new offerings from the worlds of psych, indie, jangle pop, experimental music, and folk, bolstered with enough classic fodder to make them stick.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
Tune in to Crawl Out from the Fallout every second Tuesday of the month from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WGXC 90.7 FM.
How can I say no to that?
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The Hudson Valley Picture Show traveling series brings cinema to locations around the region. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Dr. Stephen D. Brown of Stuyvesant, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Adelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a three-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many three-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXE will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a three-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXE believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXE is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
As I drove into town, in every little moment, I was still searching for my true fortune. I could feel some presence in the forest, off of the dark roads, with their little threatening stores, and the presence extended outwards into the town, as if small lamps were flickering in the distance, winking knowingly at me. This was a good sign. I'd only ever felt this in a few places in the States. Something was letting me know without letting me all the way in. Keep looking. Don't rush it. Take time to breathe the way I breathe, the presence said. Okay. I will. There was one second-hand good spot that wasn't an immediately sour experience. The old man waving me in from his seat at the back and saying nothing else. except smiling. There was definitely something in the woods. A few somethings. I knew I had to gather them and protect them if I was to tell the true future that I needed to. I could feel them watching me from far back between the trees. I needed jars, for sure. Lots of jars. I scoured the town for them, buying as many as I could from Brandow's and the Ace Hardware. I found a good place to stash them, in a bushy glade at the back of a car dealership. I couldn't risk getting caught with all the jars in town. As I drove around slowly, I remembered that other than the more famous, nasty and detestable ways to really ensure your appropriate fortune was successfully coming through, which were mostly routes of more violent witchery, there were countless other methods that were merely difficult and absurd. This is why I always kept my pockets stuffed with various talismans and magic trinkets that I had encountered on my trip across America. An iron ball from a machine shop in Butte, Montana. A bent fork from a diner south of Montreal across the border. A pacer's hat stained with blood that I found outside the Jimmy Stewart Museum in Indiana, Pennsylvania. A truly magical object. And a small green crystal in a small green stuffed bear's paw that I got from a trucker between California and Arizona. Each of these talismans was supposed to change in some small way if a true fortune teller were around. Somebody I could really talk to. Someone that I could get the truth out of. The iron ball was said to get exponentially heavier in the hand. The fork would bend slightly further in half and be suddenly dirty. The hat was said to tighten by 3 plastic pegs, so I never wore it out of fear, but I checked it often on the dashboard. And the green crystal bear was apparently unique, and it was supposed to glow softly when near anyone with an original tape of The Grateful Dead live in Albany, March 25th, 1990. An apparently epic set. It has been recorded that if you befriend the owner of that tape and play it in their house, that when Eyes of the World comes on, you can ask that person any questions, and they will only say true things. This seemed a little complex, and I'm not sure I have the time to make friends. But I might need to. When I first pulled into town, a small, soft mote of light had spilled from the bear's crystal, green light elevating the green fur and the happy eyes of the bear into a shining beacon that flickered there on the dashboard for only a moment. But I saw it. At that moment, I knew that this town, Niagara, was special. A long time ago, I had heard of one method where you immersed a man into a barrel of sesame seed oil for 1 month. You know, just keep him in there, if he was willing, and give him only nuts and figs to eat. When he comes out, he is so suffused with sesame oil and fig juice that his flesh has been replaced by a slimy, jelly layer. You then lead him out onto a balcony and have him stand there in the wind. He is then supposed to speak to you and speak only the truth. Every time I thought about the details of this oracle, I would catch myself making a smushed-up face in the rearview mirror. Although it was historically fascinating, I knew that this method would take too long and require too much sesame oil. I had a lead, and I was reasonably excited about seeking out the old taper in this town. And I hear that set is pretty sick. I was tired, and my feet, neck, and eyes ached from carefully driving and staring and looking so much. I had so much work to do, and deep in my heart, I wished that this wasn't so difficult. True oracles were so squirrely and obscure, and it took so much expensive driving around to find every little element necessary. But even deeper down, I knew that the quickest, most straightforward way that I could receive a true fortune about the true future would be to simply ask a dead man. But they aren't known to be very talkative. And anyway, the sight of blood, corpses, eyeballs, viscera, spatter, red walls, and unshucked fat makes me sick to my stomach. I can barely stand to look at someone laying down with one shoe on. I have a good handle on my personal weaknesses and proclivities. Deep down, I knew that my only route to what I sought was befriending that old hippie. And how does anyone do that anymore? Be friends. The world of oracles is just as complicated now as it's ever been. If this step on my journey requires me to climb the mountain of friendship, then I was going to do it with the same focus that I had brought to all of my other oracular endeavors. If I can climb every peak in the Black Hills looking for plastic wrappers, if I can steal tears from the St. Louis Opera House orchestra pit on opening night, if I can scale the sheer face of the Montclair, New Jersey Art Museum looking for raccoon fur, if I can compare 20 million coffee beans in 12 hours before security can break back in, looking for that one that just looks like me, I can do this. I can be friends. I can talk about music, looking for that one magic session. I glanced into the back seat of my car, making sure I had everything for a night of befriending strangers. A 12-pack of Bud Light, an old tape deck, some phono to 1/8-inch stereo cables, some industrial zip ties, a big card with my Spotify password written on it, a few bags of assorted nuts and hoagies, my solar-powered taser, a bandana kit with every primary color at the ready, my new camo jacket, yellow leather work gloves, an old guitar I keep in perfect tuning, a little red shovel, stuff to make nachos with, a first-generation Roku remote, a package of tactical wipes, some MAGA hats glued to the top of an anime umbrella, 3 stacks of reed grease, a pack of playing cards, a poblano pepper, and a jar of pure biogas. I was ready. And just in case, my trunk did contain 40 glass jars, 20 pounds of figs, and 20 gallons of sesame oil. The maximum amount allowed for one customer. I remember the concept of relaxing. I remember thinking, huh, nice.
Nice, 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 nice.
Upon my first turn off the highway. Seems like I'm gonna like it here. This town, Niagara by the lake, with its furtive eyes and echoing chants. It's already been very good to me.
Was Old Morality from the 2023 album Reflect and Oppose from Sky Furrows, which is Columbia County-based poet Karen Schomer and Albany musicians Eric Hardiman, Mike Griffin, and Phil Donnelly, who also play in the psych band Burnt Hills.
Hi, folks. Before we begin taping today, I'd like to introduce you to Mr. Peter Jenks of the Federal Communications Commission. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Barris. I don't know if any of you are aware of this, but it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a television network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting behavior is 1 year in prison, or $10,000 fine, or both. making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison for booking under edict number 364 of the Broadcasting Act of 1963. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me. No witnesses.
Okay, have fun, buddy. All right.
Hey, man, I saw your Volkswagen thing from across the street while I was getting a rhubarb smoothie. Oh, yeah, these smoothies are great. They're loaded with important phytochemicals to combat the free radicals floating around in your body, causing you to make bad decisions, like buying that Volkswagen thing. Oh, good burn, man. You seem really cool. Yeah, I guess you could say I've been dulling the cutting edge for years. So I was wondering if you could tell me where the raddest swimming spots are. Me and my girlfriend Olestra burning up in this man-made heat dome. Oh, rad, man. Yeah, me and my girlfriend Topiary, we're just gonna head over there. Oh, snap, my man. What are the GPs? That's like a way of saying GPS without really saying it. Well, we could tell you the DDs, but then we would have to kill you. Oh, hilarious, Pierce Brosnan. No, seriously, we would stuff you in the trunk of our 1968 Toyota Land Cruiser, and you would probably suffocate, and then you would be unable to swim. Massive bummer. Well, would you have the 411 on a poorly ventilated pavilion with a band playing awkward versions of old Southern rock songs? My dude, I have just the spot for you. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night at 10 p.m., only on WGXC and WGXC.org.
We are set up, and we have somebody who, he ain't been here in a minute.
In a minute, yeah.
He ain't been here in a minute. The one and only Vern Cross, Hudson High's varsity girls head coach. Tell him what's up. Let Hudson know who you are.
J-Mac.
Although they already know.
Yeah, yeah. J-Mac, I want to thank you first, right out the gate, allowing me to come in here and talk to the city and everybody listening.
Of course.
Big shout out to Slap of Reality, man. J-Mac, you took this from a segment and you made it a show. And if you had the applause, I would give it to you. I'm going to do
know.
It myself right
I got,
here.
You know, I'm going to get there. Slowly but surely, I'm going to hype it up and upgrade the technology and figure myself out. But
you're definitely doing your thing.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you. Yes, I'm so glad he came in. You know, the season is about to start, right?
Yeah.
After
yeah.
Thanksgiving?
Yep, December 1st is our first game.
Yep.
Yep.
And who's that? Who's that against?
Greenville. We're at Greenville on December 1st. And we're doing it a little different this year.
Okay.
This year, so you know how normally when we play Catskill, all the teams play Catskill?
Yep.
So this year, the boys and the girls are going to play at Greenville. So we get to open up for the boys four times this year.
Oh, wow.
So that's pretty awesome. Big. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty big for us.
Yeah, it's usually the other way around.
Yeah.
And so by the time y'all play, everybody wants to go home.
Yeah. So, yeah
but that's awesome. That's real good. We were supposed to have some of the girls come in, but they do have a cold of some sort. So heal up, girls. I am hoping y'all feel better ASAP. I think my little girl has one, too, but hoping a speedy recovery. Amaya, Gabby, Malia, shout out to y'all. I hope y'all have a great season and the rest of the girls and the rest of the teams. I hope it goes great. But Coach V, Vern Cross.
Yeah, talk to me.
I got a few questions for you.
Okay, talk to me. I'm ready.
In regard to, I don't know if you have any inside scoop on the season yet.
I have all the scoops.
Okay,
Every scoop you need, I have it.
What are the top three teams you feel will be your biggest challengers this year?
Before I even go to that, I got to give a big, big shout out to EJ Jones and Hank.
Yes.
Henry Hay. Those are my two assistant coaches. I would be nothing without them.
Yes.
They both have qualities that are outstanding, and they can head coach anywhere. So working with them as a team, it just really helps us as a team be great. And when we're looking at teams right now, one team definitely that is going to be really good is Kisaki Athens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a girl coming back. Her name is Bailey. Bailey plays the circuit for Havoc. They got a girl
named
a girl named Riley is a tremendous athlete. They're going to be a tough team.
What grade are they?
I think Bailey is probably in the 10th grade, and I want to say Riley is a senior.
That's so surprising, because I remember when I was playing, Kisaki and Caro, no offense, those were the two wins we could guarantee.
Yeah, not no more, man. Kisaki, yeah. Kisaki
That's
is,
good. That's
yeah.
dope.
Last year, Kisaki played Catskill in the Patoon Conference Championship, and for the first quarter and a half, they hung out with him. And, I mean, you had the GOAT on the team.
Yeah.
Janae was there, and they hung out with her. And actually, Janae and Bailey are cousins. So.
Oh, that's dope. Small world.
And J-Mac, you know the one thing about me? I have no problem giving respect where
right.
it's earned.
No, and, absolutely. And see, that's what I love, though. I love when it's competition. Like, mm-hmm. it's not just, you know, oh, we know they about to, you know. Yeah. You know.
I mean, it's definitely a team that our staff is looking at toughly.
Yeah.
So tough that this year is one of the first years in a very long time that Hudson will be hosting a Christmas tournament.
Oh, that's lit.
Yeah. Big shout out to AD Briscoe. You know, he came to me last year and said, what do you think about it? We put it together. So
that's
we will have
lit.
A home Christmas
that's been,
tournament.
How long has it been?
It's been
has there
forever.
Yeah.
We didn't do it when I was
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so. And not when I was... Oh, my goodness. So
again,
that's lit.
Again,
make
shout
sure
out to
you
Sean.
Send me the schedule when you get it.
Yeah, well, the schedule thing is broken right now.
I saw there. That. Yeah, I thought it was the internet, but I'm thinking,
nah,
no, it must
down
be the
right
site.
Now.
Okay.
But, yeah, we will and again, shout out to A.D. Briscoe. He helped put this together. We put this together, and it'll be at home. We got some really good things. It's a two-day tournament.
That's lit.
Well, one of the things that we did, you know, we're picking teams. So in our conference, there's two sides.
Right.
One side you play twice, mm-hmm. and the other side you only play once.
Right.
Well, Kisaki is on the side that we only play once.
Got it.
So I asked Coach Briscoe, I said, can you invite them to the Christmas tournament? So at least we can play them twice, because if we're – in my mind, if we're going to have a chance to compete, we're going to have to be able to beat them. And
right.
I want to be able to. So
it'll benefit both of yeah. the teams, definitely.
Outside of Kisaki, then I want to go with Maple Hill. Maple Hill is always a strong team.
Yeah.
Can't forget Greenville.
Yes, Greenville, them too.
Yeah, Greenville is tough. And then, of course, Hudson. I just think, like, you know, I got to believe in us. You
right,
know,
of
and,
course, absolutely.
I got to believe that we're returning five starters, you know, and – And I just think, like, we have a chance. It's up to the girls. And shout out to the girls and the work that they put in. But I really think that we have a chance to be right in that top four of the four teams that will be able to play for the conference championship.
And it's how many seniors are this year?
I have three seniors. I want to shout out. And my three seniors are Gabby, Amaya, and Sarah.
Shout out them.
Yeah, shout out
shout
them.
Out
definitely.
Them. Yep. I know that when you're a senior, it hits different.
Yeah.
Basketball season, like. Especially if that's your sport, but any sport, senior year, you're like, oh, I really got to turn up low key because this might be the last time I get mm-hmm. to play.
Yeah.
So I really am rooting for y'all, the whole team. I know that those three seniors will turn up because senior year, they got to turn, like, and they're multi-sport girls,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, each of them. I mean, Amaya, you know what? I have to say this, and you normally don't say this about a girl,
mm-hmm.
but Amaya's a dog. Like, Amaya's a dog. J-Mac, you play basketball. You would want Amaya on
yes.
your team. I mean, she's just – and the thing about also about Amaya that is really great about Amaya, she's an excellent student. Like, she's humble. She works hard. A lot of people say, well, Amaya can't go left. You're wrong. Amaya can go left. She's done a lot of work this summer. Her confidence is next level. She's a captain. She's a leader. And she just plays basketball. But, I mean, she's really good at it.
No, and when I was coaching back in 2021, and she was, I don't know what, was she a freshman then? She was a sophomore then.
Sophomore, yep.
I could see it. She wanted it. I saw the drive. I saw how serious she took practice. And a lot of times, you don't always see that in girls.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can tell when somebody's like, I'm serious, let's do this, whatever I got to do, and then you can tell when they're just playing to play.
No, it basketball is her life.
Yes.
And one thing also about Amaya is that Amaya has been asked probably her whole high school career to play a position that she's not comfortable at.
Mm-hmm.
Amaya doesn't want to play point guard,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's a lot of – she doesn't mind the pressure. It's just that her skill level and where she wants to be is, it wasn't there. But she's done it, and she's done it without making complaints. And those are the kind of players that go on to the next level.
It is.
I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of all the girls. But being able to to coach these girls again, especially like Amaya. And I do have three seniors, but I have a freshman that is nationally ranked. Yeah. That's played the circuit that in eighth grade averaged 15 points, 15 rebounds.
Yeah.
She had 27 blocks in eighth grade. I'm talking about Malia Mitty Jackson.
Yes.
Also made first platoon all-star team. Like, I don't know how long she's going to stay in Hudson.
Right.
I don't know how long Hudson can provide what she needs. She's a next level player. So I might have three seniors, but she's possibly a senior also because she could be gone next year.
You never know. Right.
So these are the conversations that we're having with the girls. And we run our system a little bit different. And J-Mac, they call me soft. You know, I'm okay with it. Yo, shout out to Slay. Shout out to Ray.
But see, I feel like that's a first coming from.
I know, right? Because you know how I give it up.
I know how you give it up.
But, you know, the one thing about it is that I wanted to come into this system and give these girls a voice.
Yep.
One of the things that happened, and you talked about it earlier, was when you were playing, your team was better than the boys' team.
Yeah.
But didn't get the recognition. And I wanted the girls to just have that voice.
Yes.
I wanted them to be inclusive. So one of the things that I went and did is that, you know how they play the Battle of the Bridge?
Yep.
This year, there will now be a trophy for the girls in the Battle of the Bridge.
And finally,
that's what I'm saying.
Took long enough. Who made it happen? Shout out to whoever made it happen, because it should have been happening since it started.
Now, you know I usually don't do this, but I have to pat myself on the back. I did it.
Okay.
And
shout out to you, because
I want to be nice, and I want to be understanding to everybody that came before me, because they just didn't think about it.
Right. It just wasn't something people probably just thought, like, which is so crazy to say, like, the girls don't need one.
But when I came in with this message, I'm like, we need everything that you have.
Exactly.
We want everything that you got. And
exactly.
And the thing about it is in the Battle of the Bridge, the girls open up. And this is why I know that they didn't think about it. Catskill had Janae for over 5 years.
Exactly. You would think maybe with her.
Yeah, you'd be like, please, let us get this trophy, because
right.
it's a guaranteed win. And
that's
they never
crazy.
Thought about it. So
I definitely going to make that game for sure. Or that, is it?
We play them on December the 8th.
Okay.
In Catskill this year.
Got it.
And it'll be the first year. And it's just, to me, it's just a great thing, because this is something that's going to go on. These girls work harder than you could ever believe. And J-Mac, you understand that.
Yeah.
Last year, we did not have one girl on academic probation.
That's phenomenal.
So that means that these girls were going to school and playing basketball.
Yes.
Last year, we did 5 volunteer activities.
Wow.
5. This year, we started off this year, we went to the Elks Club. Shout out to the Elks Club, everybody there. We helped out with the Veterans Breakfast.
I saw that.
Yeah.
That was
and
dope.
That's something that we're going to do every
dope.
Year. But I mean, these girls are out in the community doing everything they possibly can do to get these people in the stands.
Yeah.
So we just want to say, hey, if the boys are getting a trophy, and we support the boys 100%.
Exactly.
But all I'm saying is support girls. Sports.
As easy as it is for everybody to go to the boys, it's as easy to go to the girls.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
From the 2023 album, The Intrinsic Nature of Ship, here is Matthew Ship with That Vibration on Wave Farm Radio.
hear from Chicago-based radio artist Holly Palumbo from her 2023 album Radio and My Voice. Here is Weather Balloon and then Voice Scrambler.
No one, Thank you.